Good morning, folks. Today is Sunday, the 12th of July, 1970, 10 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up on primary today and I'm just sitting around waiting for him to scramble me. I did get the dog tags, okay. I guess by now you've got the other letter I sent, but that's okay about sending them. Now I have two sets in case I lose one. No problem there. And I like the old dog tags better because I got this cord around the chain. Mixes up in the hair in my chest and pulls the hairs in my chest. Don't feel too good at all. Oh, I asked you to send me a garrison cap. Well, whenever you get ready to send that, it's a 7 1/8 is what I wear. I want you to send my greens and my Balafor set along with it. Now, you don't have to send the whole Balafor set. All you have to, well, I need everything except the wings and the W1 brass. I need all of that. So, I don't know where you can get me a garrison cap unless you can go to Walters and ask somebody to get it. Now, you go to Air Base, it won't help you none because it's all Air Force, you know. So, you send all that, I appreciate it. Also, when you do send my greens, would you get me a clothes bag, just a plastic clothes bag, just one suitor type, you know. Preferably a clear plastic bag or, you know, one that's real soft. Not thin, but, you know, sort of thick. It's durable, but it's soft and it's easy to manage. What I will be doing is I'll build up my suit and everything, and I'll carry it with me on the plane until I get to Lewis, and then I'll have to change there. I don't have to wear my greens out of country. I just have to have something to wear with me when I get there, you know. So that's what I'll be doing, if you'll send this to me. And if you need any money, let me know. I was sorry to hear that Becky and Jim had their tape deck stolen. I hope they do find it. Boy, a lot of that meanness goes on. Be nice if they could park their car in a garage or close to the house, you know, lock it up. That'd help keep people out of it. But just leaving cars on the streets in that part of the country, I don't expect is a good idea. Well, I'm sorry to hear that Becky, Joe, had a little fever, but maybe she's okay. You said she got over it in 2 or 3 days. Me, I'm sort of sleepy this morning. I'm just sort of rattling on here. Ain't much happening. That's the way I like it, you know, just sort of cooling it, dragging along. And about my leave going to Hong Kong, the old man kicked it back. He wants me to go in September, so I'm going to have to see about resubmitting my request for leave. I don't know. The old man, he sort of gets on my nerves every now and then about stuff like that. I guess he has his reasons, I don't know. I guess he figured I ain't been here. Ain't been back long enough to be the leave, but sorry about that. I got my ideas what he wants. I think he wants to cut me down to one leave and one R&R this time, but I'm gonna see if I can't finagle two leaves and an R&R. That's just the kind of guy I am. Well, you didn't tell me everything about how everybody's getting along. Didn't mention the oranges or anything in your letter. Have y'all been back down to Cleveland lately? I'm sort of anxious to get out now. Wasn't in no big a hurry whenever I came over here the first time to get home, but I'm sort of in a hurry now. Gone. Got the thing things on my mind, places to go and things to do when I get back. Before I didn't. Well, I guess I'm gonna shut off here a while. I gotta be gone for a few minutes, so we'll see you. Well, I got back. In your letter, you mentioned about me being mixed up. Well, that ain't nothing to be worried about there. And you offering to help and all this. I won't help, I'll get it. But, I'm satisfied the way I am. When I get straightened out, it's when I got things to worry about. Really, that's what it is. So, I don't worry about me. You worry about you. And, as long as I don't have any definite plans, then I don't have to make any. And, just sort of skate along, let things slide. Now I imagine you're wondering, oh, this army's ruined my boy. He don't have any ambition, and he don't want to work and all that stuff. Well, I tell you, I ain't going to work. It's something I don't like. Work is a job that you don't like. Now you can do a lot of hard physical work. It's something you like. It ain't work. That's the way I figure it. So, I'm just gonna rest and relax until I get tired of resting and relaxing down on the ranch. Working the daytime, just, well, put it on a common level. I'm just gonna work, not have to think about doing anything. Do a lot of hard physical work at night. And a good night's sleep. I think that'll be the best thing for me. And that's what I'm going to do until I get tired of it. Well, not until I get tired of it. Until probably September. And I'm probably going back to school. I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good deal for they would offer me. But I really can't see it because it's not anything definite. I may get to keep it for 15 years, and then who knows, you know. You can't tell, really. So, I'm gonna have to play this by ear. I would like to do that, but I've got a plan on, like I'm gonna have a definite future on a job. And I don't know whether I want to give up flying or not. I just can't say yet. In a way I want to, in a way I don't. I mean, about giving up flying, I'm not going to give it up, but in a way I want to have an aviation career, in a way I don't. Sort of hard to say, really. I've always wanted to ranch, but that's something else again. It's not too easy to make a living. I mean, you can work hard and still not make a living at ranching. So I'm gonna have to play this by ear. If I had some other income that would amount to anything, or some way to make income on the side, that wouldn't be too bad. But just the ranching, that's not much. Well, enough of that subject. The weather is sort of clearing up a little bit. It runs in spurts around here, really. It's been fair the last couple of days. And pretty warm. I've been flying, you know, on average 2, 3, 4 hours every day, every other day, something like that. It's not getting me down. A lot of time, sit around and relax. Lay out in the sun. Just goof off, read. And it's nice, I'm not joking. People always complaining, belly aching about how hard their job is, and they don't have time off of this, and they don't have time off of that. Well, I don't see it that way. It's just not bad at all, I don't think. Pretty happy where I am right here in Guns. just an easy job. That's why I got it. Get the same pay if I was working myself to death. About that. And I don't give them too hard a time down maintenance. I have caused them a little bit of fret. I got ready to get a check ride. I guess it was the first. I'm not sure. Anyway, I went out and grounded the aircraft. And IP, he didn't mind at all. He didn't want to give me a check right that day anyway, but he had to ship me, he had to try. And I think people in maintenance sort of got a little bit miffed at me. They wanted me to go ahead and fly the ship, but IP said he wouldn't fly once the TI said it wasn't any good. So I had another couple of days escape. But, you know how it is. Just skating along. Skating is whenever you're not doing anything. And that's just about the sum of it. Just sit around. Nothing to do. Read. Write. That's about it. That's the way I like it. I'm getting a pretty good rest. It's going now. I'm not near as tense as I used to be. Not mad all the time. And that makes a difference. The last 9 months I was here, I was pretty well keyed up. Always having it out with somebody. Over anything. But now I'm not doing that. And I'm just taking things as they go. I don't have any responsibility for his command over troops or anything. I'm not an aircraft commander yet. Most people think I will be shortly, but I don't think so. I don't want to be. Not shortly, anyhow. I'm just not letting things worry me or push me or rush me or anything. So, I don't know. It's just a good way to be. Next time you get a letter from Becky and Jim, have them... when you write back, have them write me. I wrote them, I didn't hear anything from them. Of course, I hadn't got today's mail. I should be getting it. If any came in, I don't know if I'll be getting any mail or not. Doggone mail situation. Yours got here yesterday, which was 11th, and it was, I guess, written the 6th, so that's 5 days. That's not too bad. But, mail going over sometimes pretty slow. I was talking to a buddy of mine lives, his wife lives in Oklahoma. And, sometimes when he sends a letter to her, whenever she mails it, she'll write it, mail it one day. Sometimes it's four or five days after she puts it in the post office that they send it off. So I know that the mail situation is bad back in the States. In some places. Excuse me. Doggone sinus or hay fever, whatever it is. I think it's a little bit of both. I'm allergic to Vietnam. Really, I am. I got home, my sinuses or hay fever, what it is, cleared up. But I got back over here. I get some of the gosh awful sneezing spells. Just sneeze my head off. My nose will run a little bit and my eyes will water, but I don't seem to have much of a cold. I just think it's just place over here. It's just bad for my health. Might be something in the sand or just the air over here that ain't good for me. Well, I guess I will get this tape in the mail today, if at all possible. I think it may be possible. Yeah, hear that? Let's go down to the beach, a bunch of lazy people. They really have it hard around here. A little exercising thing that Mark gave me or let me take back. That thing's real popular. Everybody got to use it. If you can get another one. Or some, those things you use with you. Just your hands, your exercise, like springs or something. You want to send them, go ahead. sound like I'm asking a whole bunch, but, well, what are folks for if you can't ask them to do something for you, you know? I'm going to have to resubmit my request in Hong Kong. And, so I'll be going in September. Yeah, if you want anything, let me know. If you want some fine silks or something like that, I'll get y'all some. You can make you some dresses or whatever you want to do with them. Send me a color preference. I'll try to get some for you. While I shut this thing off, you know, using a little exerciser deal. Boy, that thing, it'll tire you out. No joke, it will. I really enjoy it. Well, tape's running out, so I'm going to sort of close off. Be all right every chance you get, and keep me posted on what's going on. And send me a tape every now and then. Doggone. This is two I've sent you. I sent you one before I went home. Y'all didn't send me one back. And now this one, and I expect an answer one of these here days on a tape. Doggone. I really do. So, y'all take it easy, and you can use my big tape recorder if you want to. Be sure to record only on the left channel if you use my tape recorder. Left channel, and then a little play on my Monoro tape recorder. If you play on the right one, I can't understand a word you say. Well, we'll see you. So, take it easy.